Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas lawmakers walked out of the state house chamber just before midnight on Sunday to deny a final vote on a controversial bill that would tighten voting laws in the state. Republican Governor Greg Abbott supports the bill and said he would call for a special session. Republicans in the state call it a common sense approach to securing election integrity. Democrats see the bill as an attempt to discourage minorities from casting a ballot. The bill is known as Senate Bill 7. China announced on Monday that married couples may have up to 3 children, a major policy shift from the existing limit of 2 after recent data showed a dramatic decline in births in the world's most populous country. In 2016, China scrapped its decades-old one-child policy imposed to halt a population explosion. Environmental groups in Florida are warning that unusually high numbers of manatee deaths in the first 5 months of the year are being blamed on algae blooms that are destroying food sources. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
A Texas hospital is demanding employees get the COVID-19 vaccine. Employees are pushing back with a lawsuit. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Over 115 employees at Houston Methodist Hospital have filed a lawsuit against their employer for requiring them to get the COVID-19 vaccine or lose their jobs. Epic Times reports their lawsuit states the hospital's mandate requires the employees to subject themselves to medical experimentation as a prerequisite to feeding their families. The employees say they took issue receiving experimental COVID-19 mRNA vaccine, such as ones made by Pfizer and Moderna. A lawsuit was filed by a Houston area attorney who stated the mandate violates the Nuremberg Code of 1947 that was written after the fall of the Nazi regime in Germany. The hospital says, quote, it is legal for healthcare institutions to mandate vaccines, as we have done with the flu vaccine since 2009.
COVID-19 vaccines have been proven to be safe and effective. Millions of people in the United States have received COVID-19 vaccines under the most intense safety monitoring in U.S. history. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
As many Americans enjoy the 3-day weekend for Memorial Day, former veteran and U.S. Senate candidate in Pennsylvania, Kathy Barnett on Fox News reminds us to take a moment for those that gave all.
Is remembering what so many people have given the full measure of their lives for. And it is not simply for us to have a long weekend. You know, I was thinking and I was reiterating to my family of the oath that I took when I went into the military. And it started off simply that I swear to defend and support the Constitution of the United States against enemies, both foreign and domestic. These people, my fellow soldiers, my veterans, they gave their lives for the Constitution of the United States. This is the greatest country that has ever existed, but it is the greatest country for one reason and one reason only, because it was founded upon the greatest political document ever written, the U.S. Constitution, which is nothing more than a set of law and order. And when you go into some neighborhoods, law and order is synonymous with a racial slur. We need to get away from this anti-Americanism and begin to remember why so many people have given their lives. And it is not just so that we can enjoy barbecue and long weekends.
Memorial Day is a federal holiday in the United States for honoring and mourning the military personnel who have died in the performance of their military duties. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, it's a hallowed day here in America, ladies and gentlemen, and great to be sharing it with you. I am Bill Martinez. It's Memorial Day, and Bill Federer, our favorite historian, joins us now. Hey, Bill, a rather solemn day, and it's been a day that has been a challenge in terms of the greeting, because sometimes people will say Happy Memorial Day. And I guess happy on the other side of the gift that was given to us by the fallen from, you know, the beginnings of America and this great American idea that suffered, they suffered the ultimate price that we may be able to enjoy the freedoms of today. So it is with reverence, it is with commemoration, honor, and respect that we honor the fallen and the families of the fallen. For let's not forget that they also paid an incredible price that they carry with them until the day they die. Isn't that right?
Well, you're exactly right, Bill. And the tradition as an annual event began after the Civil War. Southern women scattering flowers on the graves of both Northern and Southern troops. But it was originally called Decoration Day. But it has since grown into what you mentioned, honoring those that have fought throughout America's history. And just to recap for those that are not familiar, about 25,000 died during the Revolutionary War, 45 during the Barbary Wars, about 20,000 during the War of 1812, 13,000 Mexican-American Wars, over 625,000 in the Civil War. Spanish-American War, 2,400, World War I, 116,000, World War II, 405,000, Korea, 36,000, Vietnam, 58,000, Persian Gulf Wars, 258, and then the Operation Enduring Freedom, 2,300, and Operation Iraqi Freedom, close to 5,000. But those are the men and women who fought and died in defending our freedoms, our values.
Yes.
You know, I've written several history books, and one of them, I go through all the world's history. It's called Change to Chains. It demonstrates how the most common form of government is top-down, ruled by a king. They go by different names, Pharaoh, Caesar, Kaiser, Sultan, Tsar, Maharaja, Genghis Khan, Julius Caesar, Attila the Hun. It's always top-down, and your life is only of value if it serves the person at the top. Mm-hmm. And with his deep state, America's founders broke away and flipped it and made the people the king. So you get to be in charge of your life. You're not locked into a caste system like in India, where if you're in the lowest caste, your job for your life is to clean sewers.
Right.
It's not like, you know, an Islamic type country where if you're a female or a non-Muslim male. You don't have the rights as a Muslim male. And it's not like atheistic countries where your worth is dependent on your usefulness to the state, your utility. In America, you're worth something simply because you're made in the image of God.
Amen.
And you get to make all the decisions for your life. You get to decide where you want to live, who you want to marry, what church you want to go to or not go to. You know, if you want to eat pork, you can. If you want to dress in any kind of clothes, you're not forced to wear a burqa if you're a woman. Then you get to make these freedoms, these choices. And then all of us together make the choices for the whole country. It's a bottom-up form of government. And we produce the freest, most prosperous country on planet Earth. Unfortunately, there's been forces trying to take that away. But in Memorial Day, we need to remember what it is that those men and women, many of those our ancestors, have fought and died to give us these freedoms.
Amen. Hey, Bill, the thing that's interesting is, as you laid this out, and it's brilliant the way you did, I mean, you probably have taught everybody listening to the show, especially if they're a young person, more than they probably learned in a civics class, if there was such a thing, when they went to school, because those seem to be set aside because there's other cultural issues somehow that transcend and are more important, believe it or not, which we know is ridiculous because the cost of not teaching these things and passing them down, as Ronald Reagan says, you know, it's like a baton. You got to hand that baton off and the other person, the next generation, has to pick it up. It's not like as if it passes in the bloodstream. And it's interesting to hear you recount the history of time. And there just seems to be a kind of man-made natural inertia to look for a king, you know, to look for a despot. And it's almost like the country somehow within our own mindset and psychology feels like we're unworthy to take on the responsibility of self-governance. Do you see that, or am I overstretching this a bit?
No, Washington saw that, and he warned in his farewell address of that, that the country had been used to being ruled by a king. The King of England was a globalist. He was a one-world government guy. He had the largest empire that planet Earth had ever seen up until that point. Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, British Guyana, Barbados, Bermuda, Jamaica, Canada, and America. Right. And America's founders decided to break away and flip it. But George Washington saw the trend that people want a quick fix and they're willing to surrender their freedoms to somebody promising to give it to them. Very similar in the Bible. Mm-hmm. When the Israelites, the first 400 years out of Egypt, they did not have a king. It worked because the priest taught everyone the law. But when the priest stopped teaching everyone the law, it says every man did what was right in their own eyes, turns into chaos and lawlessness. And you read the stories of concubines being raped and cut in pieces and tribes getting together and wiping each other out. And then it says they all went to Samuel the prophet and they said, this self-government system's not working anymore. We want someone to fix it. We want a king. And Samuel cries and the Lord tells Samuel, they did not reject you. They rejected me.
Right.
And so, yeah, they got a king, all right, Saul, and he ruled as a tyrant. And anyway, so that's the dilemma, is that the self-government system only works if you have a moral and educated populace. Once they give up their morals and once they get uneducated, then all you have is raw human passion, which is selfish. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have lawlessness and robbing and stealing and smashing of windows and businesses being set on fire in the cities. It's going to turn into chaos and everyone's going to panic and say, we need the government to come in and restore order. And some governor says, oh, I'm glad to restore order. I just need some emergency powers. And when the dust settles, this governor ends up ruling as a tyrant, arbitrarily dictating things. And it's a natural tendency. And Washington warned of this.
Mm-hmm. And the midstep of that is mob rule, is it not, Bill? I mean, because this is where America is right now. And you may say, well, mob rule, I mean, I thought it had to be a majority of people to affect mob rule. No, it's just a number of people, whether, you know, historically we saw it happen in Germany and in other areas and even here in America today. You're not talking, you know, 50% of the country, you know, burning down buildings. You're talking less than 5% burning down buildings and wreaking almost $4 billion worth of damage this past summer.
Yeah, Lenin, just with a handful, took over Russia. And then the French Revolution is the classic, that without God, their fraternité, their word for socialism, wanted to tell people America, equality meant equal treatment before the law. In France, equality was everyone having an equal amount of stuff. And if the fraternité, the group, the collective, the socialist state, thinks you have too much stuff, it can use the power of the state, take away your stuff, redistribute it, and kill you in the process. And so without God that you're accountable to, the individual has nothing left but just raw human passion.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Bill Fetter after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, as we pause to reflect on this incredible Memorial Day. you know, you look back in the rich history, Bill Federer, that this country has enjoyed, and it all comes at a price. And this is the thing I find quite interesting, is when America goes and is, you know, asked to fight wars overseas, and, you know, people wanting what America has, wanting freedom. But, you know, what we have learned here in this country is that, yes, it comes with a price, and you have to have the people willing to pay the ultimate sacrifice. And in the military, it all starts with a basic oath, the oath of enlistment that we all take. You know, for those of us who have served, you would say, I, your name, do solemnly swear, affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of officers appointed over me according to regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice, so help me God. And this is an oath that never ends. Once that oath is pronounced as a service member, you take this with you to your last dying breath. And sometimes people do not understand, especially when only about 1% of our country today serves in the military. And I think that's a lost value that should be corrected, that everybody, every citizen should serve in some sort of capacity to serve others, to serve our country, that, you know, in much the same as Israel does, that there's a 2-year mandatory enlistment in the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. And I believe that there's so much to gain, just as you said, Bill, because we're not passing this on. We're really not educating our children. And this is why, according to Barna, about 60% of the millennials today are abandoning these institutions, whether it has to do with the church, marriage, the things, the structure, the infrastructure, the true infrastructure of, our independence and liberty.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I was also thinking of Switzerland. William Tell, remember the story?
Yes.
The wicked king was wanting them to shoot the apple off his son's head. But the idea in Switzerland is every single citizen is armed. Even to this day, they keep a gun in their house because the country's not big enough to have a separate standing army. Every citizen is in the army, and target practice with guns is their national sport. And,
yes,
you know, Douglas MacArthur made a great statement at West Point in 1962. The soldier, above all other men, is required to practice the greatest act of religious training, sacrifice. In battle and in the face of danger and death, he discloses those divine attributes which his maker gave when he created man in his own image. No physical courage, no brute instinct can take the place of divine help, which alone can sustain him. However horrible the incidents of war may be, the soldier who is called upon to offer and give his life for his country is the noblest development of mankind. And I just think that's so appropriate.
It really is.
I just want to point out that, the Civil War, that the abolitionist movement basically started in America, right? It didn't start in Islam. Muhammad himself owned African slaves. And so to criticize slavery in Islam is to criticize Muhammad, and it's the death penalty. In India, they have a whole class of slave people. They're called the Dalits or the Untouchables.
Yeah, Dalits,
has a class
exactly.
of people. Mm-hmm. They have to clean the sewers and take out the trash and all that stuff. China and these communist countries, they have slavery, and they don't just slave. They cut people and take their body parts out and sell them. But the abolitionist movement started with Christians in America, largely the Quakers and then the Methodists, and then with a second Great Awakening revival spread across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the first observance.
Well, Bill, real quick, where did Wilberforce out of England, you know, fit into this?
Right. So we had the there was John Newton, and he was the guy that wrote the song "Amazing Grace." He eventually converts, becomes a Christian, and then he wants to become an Anglican minister, and they don't want him, but then he keeps studying, and they finally let him have some little parish out in the middle of nowhere, and then he finally has a parish in London. And then at the time the Second Great Awakening is taking place in America, and it sort of crosses over the ocean, but that's when William Wilberforce becomes a Christian, and he wants to leave Parliament, but John Newton talks him into staying in Parliament. And the same year that Thomas Jefferson signs the bill to stop importing slaves into America, all right, 1807, mm-hmm. is the year that William Wilberforce got the British Parliament to stop the importing of slaves in the British Empire, 1807, so the exact same year. Mm-hmm. And then we have this Second Great Awakening revival. We have Charles Finney, and he has stations on the Underground Railroad. He is the president of Oberlin University, which graduates the first single black female, Mary Patterson. And but at the same time, William Wilberforce is working for 33 years to get Britain to not just stop the importation of slaves, but to free those.
Yes.
And so he's successful in 1833. America, unfortunately, we had the Democrats in the Deep South. They were pro-slavery, Lincoln Republican. Matter of fact, there was an escaped slave named Joshua Glover, and he makes his way all the way to Wisconsin. And the Democrat Millard Fillmore had signed the Fugitive Slave Law Act. So if a slave got escaped, they had to be recaptured. And so this slave, Joshua Glover, is in the Milwaukee jail, and 5,000 white people storm the jail and free Joshua Glover. Mm. 2 days later, they form a brand new political party to end slavery. It's called the Republican Party. And so Lincoln was the first Republican president. He issues the Emancipation Proclamation. And so it's not a black-white issue. It's a Democrat-Republican issue.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it was
exactly.
It's a software problem, not a hardware problem. It's important for us to realize that those that try to picture it as a black-white issue, that's a Marxist strategy that's been used over and over again to divide countries. After the World War II, they'd come into a country and they'd divide them ethnically, racially, economically, religiously. They'd pit them against each other to cause internal chaos. And then in the chaos, they would usurp power and set up a Marxist dictatorship.
Amazing how they orchestrate this systemic process and system themselves, but accuse everybody else of the very thing that they created.
Yeah, it's sad, but we need to be. But as far as Memorial Day goes, 1921, Warren G. Harding has a soldier from World War One anonymously chosen from a room full of caskets and transported over to be put in the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And on the tomb, it says, "Here rests in honor, glory, an American soldier known but to God." And that tomb is guarded 24 hours a day. 365 days a year. The guard takes 21 steps, pauses for 21 seconds, and then takes another 21 steps, and he does that for several hours, and then until he's relieved, and another. So they keep it guarded. I love the quote from Calvin Coolidge on Memorial Day 1923. He says, "There can be no peace with the forces of evil. Peace comes only through the establishment of the supremacy of the forces of good. That way lies through sacrifice. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends." So this is the attitude that America had all the way through World War II. Unfortunately, once we got involved in the United Nations, they wanted to make peace with evil. And so that's why it was we haven't really won, quote unquote, one war since. They've always like ended with armistices and so forth.
Go ahead, Bill.
But I was just going to name, I sent out a daily email of history, and so today's one is obviously a Memorial Day. I do list, you know, World War One, that we had, you know, millions around the world that died. It was truly a global tragedy. But in America, some notable people, Alvin York took out 35 machine guns, captured 132 of the enemy during World War One, and came back to America, started a Bible school. General John J. Pershing, Douglas MacArthur, George S. Patton, Leonard Wood, even Harry S. Truman was an artillery officer.
Got to leave it there, Bill. We're out of time. Bill Federer from American
Minute. Your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the no-regret refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.72 discount points apply. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas lawmakers walked out of the state house chamber just before midnight on Sunday to deny a final vote on a controversial bill that would tighten voting laws in the state. Republican Governor Greg Abbott supports the bill and said he would call for a special session. Republicans in the state call it a common sense approach to securing election integrity. Democrats see the bill as an attempt to discourage minorities from casting a ballot. The bill is known as Senate Bill 7. China announced on Monday that married couples may have up to 3 children, a major policy shift from the existing limit of 2 after recent data showed a dramatic decline in births in the world's most populous country. In 2016, China scrapped its decades-old one-child policy imposed to halt a population explosion. Environmental groups in Florida are warning that unusually high numbers of manatee deaths in the first 5 months of the year are being blamed on algae blooms that are destroying food sources. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour on this Memorial Day, a hallowed and solemn day in which we remember our fallen men and women who have paid the ultimate price. I know this is a time for families to come together and hopefully, as I've been suggesting, that you have a moment, to pause and remember how you're able to enjoy these barbecues and these celebrations with your family, that there are there are neighbors, there are citizens who carry with them the pain of loss because of their loved one that paid the ultimate price for our liberties today, that they will carry with them through the end of time. And it is that kind of awesome sentiment that we must remember and must hold to, because it's foundational to a free America, what they have sacrificed for. I mean, what other nation would they do this for? And here we are with millions of people wanting to come in and enjoy what has been sacrificed on our behalf. And you can't blame them. You can't blame them for wanting to come in. But I say that you also need to consider what you are doing to add to the proposition of freedom. Are you adding or taking away? Maybe that's the question, along the same lines that JFK had presented in his inaugural address. It's not so much what you can ask of the country to do for you, but what you can do for the country. And this is a time, I believe, of where we need to revive that sentiment as we have considered some other options right now, and options that, most amazingly, that are embraced by a cancel culture and by this sentiment that doesn't allow you to ask questions, to take it to the next step, to even wonder, okay, is this plausible? Does it make sense? What is the end game here? As Bill Fetter was saying, you know, this country has had a rich history because of its belief and trust in God. And we have, in this modernistic world, we have turned our backs on God. We now find ourselves in a rather chaotic experience, and few people are making the connection to realize that all this started to happen the day we turned our backs on God. Now, Hillsdale University has done a great job in putting together, and we're going to Hillsdale College, I should say, and we're linking it on our website. They've done this wonderful video, and the college has produced this Memorial Day tribute video honoring American soldiers who died in defense of our liberty. The video features remarks from President Ronald Reagan. It is set to the Hillsdale College Choir singing the moving hymn Mansions of the Lord, which was also sung at President Reagan's funeral. And as I said, you can go to our website at BillMartinezShow.com and watch the video in its totality. Here it is for you right now.
We are a nation under God, and I believe God intended for us to be free. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David. Their lives ended in places called Bellow Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. They add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom.
President's comments, of course, excluded, you know, the modern era conflicts that we've been in, from Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq, Africa, 9/11, what happened on our own country. But the sentiment is still the same, and it does carry through, doesn't it? Listen to what our another former president, Abraham Lincoln, had to say, as we honor those that have paid the ultimate price.
Ready? Aim. Fire. Aim. Fire.
Abraham Lincoln, in his Gettysburg address, said that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we were highly resolved that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. And we've known historically those that have said that if America was going to go down, it was going to be an occurrence from the inside out. And here we are today, and the hijacking of our educational system, the indoctrination of our young people, to steal away these memories, to rob us of our legacy and heritage, is all at risk right now. And my prayer is this Memorial Day is that we would re-embrace, that we would turn back, that we would reset and see it's so right in front of us and so practical in a sense when you look and see where this country is right now. And we are right now because we're reaping that which we have sown. But God gives us a solution. He says, look it, all you have to do is acknowledge what you've done. And I know that in our own humanity, sometimes we think we're just not worthy and that there's no way that God would ever turn back toward us. But actually, God's right there waiting for our first move. And watch what happens. Watch how God will run to us. Because, you know, God has chosen this country to serve a particular purpose. Some may say to protect Israel, but ultimately to serve God and to ensure the gospel message is put out there. When you think about how America, with all its ministries and missionaries all over the world that have launched from our land, how we've taken the gospel message. And it's because of God's hand of providence that this great American idea came about to fulfill his ultimate objective. And that is that we would all come to know Jesus and acknowledge him as Lord and Savior. I mean, you talk about the ultimate one world government. This is the most beneficent one world government that we want to turn to. And that is when Jesus reigns here on earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, one who is out for our good and not to be oppressed and not to annihilate millions of people as other despots and kings and czars and others have done in the past. And what we're almost considering and what's being discussed, I mean, the fact that you would even have a former president making the declaration that America would never be a socialist country is remarkable, isn't it? That we would, in this modern era, in this 21st century. But this is just a crossroads. It's an interesting one. But again, it's what we've found historically, is it doesn't take a lot of people. It's a minority of people that can lead us down the wrong road. But it takes courage. Courage that has been exemplified and demonstrated with the ultimate price by those who died for our freedoms. And my prayer is that we would pause and consider that, and that we would turn back to God. And maybe, just maybe, there could be a revival of incredible proportions and a renewal of a country that once faithfully followed God. They never claimed to be perfect, but had aspirations for a more perfect union. This is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for remembering Memorial Day, those who have paid the ultimate price, and their families.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
And it's great to have a Tony Award winner, Joe Mantegna, join us. He and Emmy Award winning Gary Sinise coming together for the National Memorial Day concert that is going to air May the 30th on PBS. Joe, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Bill. Thank you very much.
Well, Joe, I cannot thank you enough on behalf of our audience. We so appreciate the love of country and, how you've given to us, and this has become an annual event, this National Memorial Day concert with you and Gary Sinise and partnering together, to remind us of our rich heritage, but more importantly, to remind everybody of the people, the men and women that have paid the ultimate price for our freedom.
Yeah, without question, Bill. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, and for me, I feel just honored and fortunate and blessed to be able to do this every year. This is my 20th year doing the concert, and it's a privilege to do it because I've had a pretty good life. I mean, I continue to have a pretty good life. Mm-hmm. And me, like so many other people, owe it to the sacrifices men and women have made in our country's history since the pre-revolution in the 1700s. You know, right. Freedom isn't free, and some people pay a much greater price than others. and it's I feel, you know, honored to be able to honor those people who have paid that price. And that's why Memorial Day is such an important holiday, and why I'm proud to be part of the concert that we do every year.
You know, and you think about what other country but America could we have realized the dreams, the aspirations that you and I have realized, that others are realizing, the next generation behind us, you know, the dreams that are going to be realized because of the freedoms, and the freedoms that we have because of the sacrifices of those that have gone before us and defended liberty.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, we are, you know, we don't always get it 100% right. We're still, you know, we're a fairly young country, mm-hmm. if you look at the history of the world, you know. But their aspirations, nobody has higher aspirations, because all you got to do is look at our Constitution and our mm-hmm. Declaration of Independence and our Bill of Rights and all that stuff. We've set up the highest standards you can possibly have on this planet. And so we're constantly just trying to live up to them. And, you know, and it takes, sometimes it takes incredible sacrifice to back that up. And that's
exactly.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, and so we, there'll be bumps along the way. Mm-hmm. We're keeping at it, and we're getting there. And
exactly.
Now it's the day, because, you know, Memorial Day weekends, and we honor those people who've paid that price for us.
Right. And as you say, I don't know of another constitution where it says, you know, aspirationally, that we are hoping for a more perfect union, working toward that more perfect union, so that when we do make mistakes, we reconnoiter, we come together, we re-engineer to get back on track to attain that aspirational, you know, goal of becoming more perfect. You know, this side of heaven, Joe, I mean, look, we're all humanoids. We make mistakes, you know, granted. But at least we still have in our windshield, looking ahead, this idea of aiming for perfection, right?
Exactly right. And here you're talking about a country that is basically a microcosm of the planet,
yes.
which in itself you made your task even that much more difficult in a way. So in other words, we're basically saying, hey, we are the combination of everyone. Anyone and everyone, and now we got to find a way to kind of get along together, work together, and the one thing that unites us is that feeling of that, you know what, we want to be able to have this freedom to move forward, and as you say, live up to these aspirations that we have.
Right.
And that's a big task, but you know what, we've been doing it for over 200 years, and we're still going to move forward.
Amen. And the thing that reconfirms that, Joe, is that we are a nation of immigrants, and there are still millions of immigrants that want to come into this country and enjoy this American idea, to participate in, to have a shot at attaining, you know, their God-given goals, their objectives. And, you know, that just encourages us all the more. And again, I think reminds us on this Memorial Weekend, just how hallow, and I mean hallow in a holy sense, it is that, others believe so much in what we believe in today, back in the 1700s and even before, when the pilgrims first came across. You know, we lost a lot of the pilgrims when they first came across with this idea, this American idea and this concept. And, you know, they put it on the line, and because of what they suffered and endured, I mean, here we are today, you know, 250 plus years later, and enjoying the fruits. But the fact of the matter is, as Ronald Reagan said, if I can say this, is that it doesn't pass on in the bloodstream. It's something that we must be vigilant about in terms of, you know, honoring, you know, our Constitution and our liberties, right?
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly right. In other words, if we hesitate, if we fail in that area, then you know, God knows what could happen. So mm-hmm. we just have to,
right.
As I said, freedom isn't free, and God bless those who have to pay that higher price than most of us have to do. So the least we can do is support mm-hmm. them, you know, and stand behind them.
Well, Joe, the COVID-19 pandemic is still in the way the last couple of years. It has altered the situation. We've had to do the concert virtually. And this year, you know, hopefully, prayerfully, this will be the last virtual one that we'd have to do. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we have every intention of going back to D.C. next year. Obviously, it wasn't in the cards to put 200,000 people on the lawn of the Capitol mm-hmm. this year. But I think the concept we did come up with, we had a year to prepare for it this year. And I think it's terrific. In other words, vehicles use all kinds of different elements to make it special. So sometimes, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. And yes. I think we came up with a really wonderful show, and I think people aren't going to miss a beat. And all I say is, you know, invest 90 minutes of your time this weekend, and you'll understand exactly why Memorial Day is such an important holiday, and you'll be glad you did.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. And you've got an all-star lineup. Tell our audience who all they can see on this Memorial Day performance on the 30th.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, we've got people like, I mean, my dear friend Kathy Baker. We've got Steve Buscemi. We've got Joe Morton, entertainers like Alan Jackson, Gladys Knight, the Four Tops. Of course, General Colin Powell will be with us again. Sarah Barry Ellis, I mean, Vince Gill. It's just a wonderful lineup. I mean, it's 90 minutes packed with kinds of emotional moments, entertaining moments, spiritual moments. I mean, you name it, it runs the gamut. To me, it's the perfect way of kind of explaining, again, why we have Memorial Day and what it's all about.
Well, Memorial Day is absolutely precious, and you've added a little bit of, I guess, extension to the concept of Memorial Day, and that is that you're honoring American nurses from the Vietnam War, 20th anniversary right. remembrance of 9/11, and other important benchmarks that need to be considered. And I guess you can, bring them into the fold of Memorial Day, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, because that's what it is. Memorial Day isn't about, like, one conflict or one era or anything. I mean, we're talking about the history of this country. And as you said, you know, go back to the very first time that someone, an individual, had to fight for the rights to kind of be here and to do this thing that we call, you know, the United States of America. So it's all of that. And so we honor the history of all of that. From every era and every, and in this particular year, there'll be certain remembrances based on anniversaries of, like you said, 9/11. We address things about Korea.
The 70th anniversary of the Korean War. Is that amazing to
right.
think? Wow.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All very, very cool stuff. And so it's your job to, you know, keep Gary Sinise under control. Are you going to try and do that? Just kidding.
No, I don't need much help to do that. Yeah, Gary's just fine. He's, nobody better than Gary, I tell you. I always feel I'm his wingman. He does more for our military in this country than anybody I know. So God bless him.
Well, you guys, both of you, are such a blessing. You have great chemistry between the two of you. And so it's neat. I love that. That's why I was teasing a little bit about keeping him under control.
We're two Italian guys from Chicago.
Hey, come on.
So we have that, yeah.
So, yeah, all you need is pizza. Somebody to bring pizza on the stage, you know, the deep dish pizza from Chicago, huh? Hey, we'll know how to finish things off. Well, Joe, again, we thank you for coming on. Remind everybody when it will air on PBS, and also there's going to be, it'll be available on demand afterwards as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can catch it, you know, watch it on Sunday, May 30th, 8, 7 Central on PBS, and then you can catch it on, I mean, if you just go to their website, go to the PBS website, they'll tell you all the other places you can see it. It's going to be on, we have it on the, I'm not up on all this stuff myself.
Well, then that's okay. We'll link it on our website here, too.
Cause all those links, yeah, but yes. They run it again on Monday. So it's there for you. But if you can catch it right when it first airs on Sunday night at 8, 7 Central, just go to your local PBS station. You'll find it.
Well, another special night with Joe Mantegna, all-star cast, and of course, Gary Sinise as well. Joe, we appreciate the time, and we look forward to joining you and joining hearts on this National Memorial Day concert. Thank you for being with us.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm